Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, your world's only, that's right, I said it, only happiness specialist. And who the hell is she, and how the heck can she even, how can she claim she's an happiness specialist? What is a happiness specialist anyway? I don't remember a degree in happiness. Let me tell you something, listeners. Thank you for listening. Thank you for my new listeners and my repeat listeners. I really appreciate all of you. And for sharing the word, I don't know how this show is growing, but it is every week, new followers, new likes. So just thank you, universe. One of the things I want to share with you, especially if you're a new listener, you know, I ask people, you ask people, do you want to be happier? Would you like to be happier? I mean, everyone raises their hand. Everyone rushes to say, yeah, of course. Yes, I want to be happier. The challenge comes, the problem comes with how. How to. And that's what this show does, Reality Spirituality. This show shares with you. Now, when I say how to be happier, what I share with you are different perspectives. Listen, we are all as different as our fingerprints. And so what I share with you on this show is what I found to work, what I found behaviors that actually can add to your happiness, that actually do add to your happiness. Actually, that's another filler word. Oh, my Toastmasters will be very, thumbs down on those filler words. Actually, basically, that being said, and don't even start with the ums and ahs. So let me rewind. Woo! You know, that Toastmasters training really comes in handy. But the problem is, when I listen closely to other people speaking, and I notice the ums, and I notice the and ums, and I notice all the filler words, it's me and Judge Judy. You know, Judge Judy, if you watch her show, she'll say, I don't want to hear basically is a filler word. So how did I even get on to Toastmasters? Let's get back to the show, which is here to share with you how to experience more happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about how to journey through this life. Because, listen, we're all living it until we're not. Get it? We're all here until we're breathing our last breath. So my favorite quote, which is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And what can we do? Because you have the power, my dear listener. You have the power. Each of us has the power and the choice. Well, sometimes we have a choice. The choice to choose to want to experience happiness and peace as you navigate through this time, especially now. Oh, my goodness, what a upside-down world. What a topsy-turvy. What a lot of dust coming up. What a lot of storms. What storms? All of these things that are coming up, the energies, the back and forth, the looking at other people and looking there, I'm not wearing a mask, they're wearing a mask, making a judgment, I'm voting for him, I'm voting for him. Judgment, judgment, judgment. It is, especially if you're in the United States, it is a back and forth. Where is the peace here? And all peace, it doesn't matter who wins. It doesn't matter who loses. I know, it doesn't feel like that. Trust me. Don't tell anyone, but I do have preferences. But when I'm talking about something deeper, I'm talking about reaching your soul. I'm talking about reaching your spirit. I'm talking about that entity that never changes. I'm talking about your consciousness, your awareness. I'm talking about your connection with the universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, energy, spirit. Doesn't matter the term. That's where I'm talking to that entity right now. Because it is possible to notice, to experience all of what's being thrown at us at a very high speed, thrown at us, still feel a sense and still be an energy of peace, a peaceful vibration. I was talking to a very close friend of mine, and you know, we're all so different. And this person is the only way I can explain it is he is just a pond, meaning a big pond, but you know, ponds don't move. There's no rapids, there's no movement. It's just cool and calm, and it just is easy, very peaceful. And we all have that foundation. We were all born with just being this one energy of peace and wonder and curiosity until the programming starts. And the programming starts because you're not going to find a six-month-old, a year-old, a two-year-old, and talking about, remember what you did to me yesterday. Remember what you said to me yesterday. Remember yesterday. I can't get over yesterday. I can't get over what happened yesterday. That bringing up yesterday, talking about yesterday, sharing yesterday, year after year after year, month after month. You know, I know some people who can bring up a story that's 10 years ago. Now listen, if you know me, you know I'm not here to judge. You know I'm not here to change you. What I'm here to do is just offer you a different perspective, because the more perspectives that you are working with, the more open that openness that you practice, the more that you are open to not just a limited way of viewing the world, not just a limited perspective, not just a limited way of looking at anything. You know how many shades, I'm looking at trees right now, you know how many shades of green there are? I don't know, the thousands, millions of different shades of green. I'm looking at least 50 shades right now. So that's all I'm sharing with you, is the more you can see all the different colors, see the different shades, and recognize that it's just not one way of looking at observing this world, you will be happier. You will feel more at ease, more at peace. Let me give you the number to call in if you want to ask a question. I keep forgetting to do that. Even though people call in, you can call in and ask a question or make a comment. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So what I offer on this show is just another perspective, another way. I was looking at a tree. You're looking at a tree. That's right. That's how I spent one of my moments a couple of days ago, just staring at the trees and looking at this one particular tree. And I could only see if you want to say, the front of the tree. I can only see the tree from one angle. I couldn't see behind the tree unless I'm getting up and I'm walking behind the tree, but I can only see the tree one angle. And I can't see the tree from the top of the tree looking down, and I can't see the tree from the bottom looking up unless I'm next to the tree and I'm looking up. And even then, I don't see everything. So my what I'm sharing with you is to even be, if you think you're open, you can even be more open, because there are so many dimensions. We are in one small dimension. There are so many different dimensions that there is life and there are things that are happening and there's activity. Why limit yourself just to one way, just to one view of the tree? Wouldn't you like to do a 360, you know, I think they could do it computerized, you know, just go all the way around the tree, all the way up the tree, looking down the tree, looking up, all different angles. It's the same way with life. There is never just one, well, there is, I mean, listen, I know people that are out there that believe there's only one way to be, and there's only one perspective, and there's only this is right, and the other way is wrong. Trust me, I used to be just like that. There was only one way. But if you want to feel happier, if you want to be that energy, that vibration of peace, if you want to be able to drop your shoulders while you are walking on the road less traveled, open up your perspectives, open up your way of looking at the world. There isn't just one way. And find whatever perspective that you have now, whatever you're leaning to now, and try adding more perspectives to it. The more open you are, the more peace you will find. The more peace is the same as happy. Now, let me give you my definition of happiness. Happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what is happening in your life. Happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what's happening in the world. Happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what's happening. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you see, happiness is a state. It's a state of mind. It's a state of being. And the more you practice and the more you commit to wanting to be at peace, regardless of what's going on out there, the more you practice, like any other skill, that's another thing. Happiness is a practice skill. I know you get tired of hearing it, my regular listeners, but it is a practice skill. And the more you practice, the more peace you will find, the more balanced you will feel. One of my really, really good friends is visiting, and he fell. And I just remember years ago when I saw my father fall, and what I was in a panic. I mean, I think I yelled and I, oh, oh, you know, that stress, that oh, oh, that angst, that anxiety, that oh God, frantic, you know, that energy. I remember when I responded that way when I saw my father fall, and it really bothered me, you know, when you hear your parents falling, and it was outside and was on cement, and I was all broken up. And I hadn't witnessed anyone falling, maybe that was at least over 20 years ago, and I haven't witnessed anyone falling until the other day. And one of the things that changed was my reaction. Now, listen, you. When I say love, there is no, I can't love anymore this person. I cannot love. I cannot accept. I mean, this person is, everything. And so when I saw him falling, not saw him, heard him, saw him on the ground, there's something that happened within me that I'd never experienced before. And I don't know if this is going to sound like an odd story, but there was a peace. There was a peace when I went to him. Now I'm getting all teared up. There was a peace when I went to him and helped him up. There was a peace that I felt, even though it's, I mean, you can you imagine someone you love and you see them fall? I mean, it's not just it was head first, on the elbows, knees, big fall on cement. But there was a peace that I felt, even though I was walking over there to help and say, "What, you know, are you okay?" What, all of that. But there is a underlining peace, and that's what I'm talking about. When you practice being the foundation, being rooted in peace, it's going to come out in everything that you experience. In everything that you experience. And I'm going to ask a question. What is going to be more helpful for the person that is on the ground, that's on the ground? The screaming and the franticness and the I don't even know if that's a word, but if it isn't, oh well. The panic, do you think that's going to, does that help? Does that bring any help to the person that's on the ground? I mean, does it help? I'm telling you, peace, being at peace with self and being at peace with the world and being at peace with all of this stuff that is happening around us. It just feels it is very empowering. It is a very powerful feeling that I can help, that I can assist, that I can come to someone's aid, and I can still be at peace. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between panicking and being peaceful. And I'm just throwing that out there. That's not even the topic today. But it was really interesting for me. I was doing a lot of self-reflection after that and saying, wow, oh, listen. Now, of course, if truck ran him over, then I might not be so peaceful. There are levels to it. Anywho, I digress. The topic today is bringing yesterday. What is it? Let's see. What is really? What did I say? The title is yesterday's news. Yesterday's news is yesterday's news. Now, what am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about. One of the things that subtracts from your happiness. One of the things that subtracts from your peace is talking about going back through, rehashing, regurgitating, vomiting it up, regurgitating yesterday, especially if yesterday wasn't a good story, and air quotes on that, good story. I find that there is an addiction, it is almost a robotic bringing yesterday, talking about yesterday into today's, into your present moment. Now, one of the things I want to share about that, or my perspective about that, is bringing up a topic of yesterday to someone else. I'm going to ask you one question. What is your agenda? What is your agenda sharing, especially I'm just going to use the label, even though labels subtract from happiness. I'm going to use the label bad news. What, bringing up bad news, bringing up distressing news, bringing up negative news, bringing up news. How is that serving you? And how is that serving the person that you are talking to? Can you find any other perspective? Can you find a reason? What is your intention? And I want to offer you a challenge. I want to offer you a challenge, especially, and if you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. I want to offer a challenge for all of my people that are out there listening, for all the audience that is out there sharing yesterday's news, bad news, and your intention is to what? Educate, or your intention is to get sympathy, or your intention is to get someone on your side, well, whatever intention, of course, we all know the humpback man. You know, what does the humpback man want more than anything else? He wants you to have a hump too. So what is your intention when you're sharing this news? I want to offer a challenge that whenever you're sharing news that is, not pleasant, not positive, you know, that's not opposite of inspiring. How's that? The opposite of inspiring. Sharing inspiring news or the opposite. I'm going to offer a challenge to all of my audience. While you're sharing this news from the past, while you're dragging the yesterday into your present and sharing it with someone, can you also share with them how you've grown from that news? How you've grown from that story? How you've expanded your consciousness from that story? Can you share that too? Because what is sharing bad news without sharing the lesson that you get from it? What is the purpose of sharing bad, sad, angry, frustrated, panicky? What is the purpose of sharing bad news unless you're sharing the lessons that you're getting from it? Unless you're sharing how you've grown from that experience, how you've grown from that circumstance, how you've expanded your consciousness, what is really the purpose? Misery loves company. Can we add that to the practice? Can we add that if you are one that likes to share, okay, I don't even want to get into all the bad news that I see shared. Can we add to that the lessons that I've learned, the lessons of how I've grown, or how I can look at the world differently, or how I open up, or how I'm more open? Can we share that this week? Okay, listen, I'm a happiness specialist that practices all the time, and I was at the bank this week. And one of the things, oh boy, here we go, and I've talked about this before, but one of the things that really bothers me, pushes my buttons, if you will, and again, remember I said if anything pushes your buttons, it's up to you to eliminate the button, okay? Now, this isn't all the time, but if you catch me on a day where all the planets are aligned, and I walk into a bank and I hear and it's 9:30 in the morning. The bank is opened at 9, and it's 9:30 or 9:15, and I hear the question, "Hi, Rebecca, how's your day going?" I'm telling you, sometimes that could just take me into a tailspin. The story is it takes me into a tailspin. Number one, I'm not accepting. I'm not practicing acceptance. Number two, I'm into wanting to control what someone else is doing. Number three, it really bothers me, these programmed questions, this read from the script. Hello, hi, how are you? How's your day going? Is there anything else I can help you with? Those programmed questions, oh, and if it's a Friday, oh, what are you planning on, what are you going to do this weekend? Do you have any plans for the weekend? And if it's a Monday, hey, how was your weekend? Let me tell you something. If there's anything that can take me all the way to the moon, Alice, is hearing those programmed questions. Now, I know it might not sound like a big deal to you, but trust me, it's one of my things. Don't you know you're a robot? You're just spouting out questions from a script. Why can't you be real? Just ask me a real question. Why do these programmed questions? You know, all the stories in my head. Because it's my problem. It's not their problem. It's my problem. It's my challenge, which is the worst. It's my challenge. So there was a new manager at the bank. Maybe he's there about 10 months, and I hadn't seen him for a while. But let me tell you something. When he first started working at the bank, it was, hi, Rebecca. Anything new and exciting going on in your life? What's going, how are you doing today? What can I help you with? What, the question, people, I'm sorry, but this happiness specialist had to say, and I probably wasn't very happy when I said, can you spare me the robotic questions, please? Can you spare me the script? Can you spare me the greeting that, hey, yeah, woo, Rebecca, how's your day? Can you spare me that? I mean, I had to tell him. And when I told him, you know, I was, I'm not one to just be, do you mind? No. I said, hey, this is what I say. I say, I don't engage in small talk. And sometimes I say it with a scowl on my, I don't engage in small talk. Which is my problem, everyone. Not theirs, mine, my button. So when I was in the bank about 3 days ago, I walk in and he's there. And I hadn't seen him for a while. I think he was on vacation or something. And he says, hi, Rebecca. Now, it's okay to say hi, Rebecca. That's approved. That is approved. Hi, Rebecca. And I said, hello. And then the other teller, the other teller that was next to him, she says, oh, don't ask her how she's doing. She doesn't like that. Oh, my dear audience. My dear, is that what I did to these poor people? Now they know not to ask me a question. And the manager of the bank, he says, oh, I know. I remember that. And you know what? You know what, audience? After I was finished with my transaction, he came across, you know, to the lobby. And he says, you know what, Rebecca? When you first told me that you don't engage in small talk, he says, I have to admit I was a little taken aback. But, you know, he didn't have to say my delivery. I already knew it. He said, he didn't say my delivery, but see, I was a little taken back. He says, but you know what? After a while, I thought about it because I've been in customer service for a long time, and there are things that we're supposed to ask our customers all the time. And he said, but I wasn't really being authentic. I was following a script. And he said, thank you. Thank you for broadening my perspective. Now, I'm not telling this story to pat myself on the back at all. What I'm sharing is that there is whatever situation you find yourself in, there is more than one way to look at it. There is more than one truth. There is more than one view. There is more than one angle that you can look at a tree. And so the practice becomes practice opening yourself up to look at the tree from all different angles, from the top, from the bottom, looking up, looking down, looking sideways, and you will find be more peaceful. One of the things about yesterday, bringing yesterday's news, and you know I'm a sports fan, these people, these athletes, these professional athletes, one of the things that they cannot do, none of them, I don't care if you're a tennis player, football player, basketball player, if you're having a match from a Super Bowl to an NBA championship to Wimbledon to a soccer playoff, when you're an athlete and you are making a move, whatever move it is, and you made a mistake or you made a bad play, if you are sitting on that bad play and thinking about that play and thinking about how you could have done something different, and you're not able to let that play go, you're not able to let that moment go, you are going to have a problem. You are not going to be able to be a champion. I'll scratch that. I don't, because that's one perspective. You see, even that. But one thing I do know is that athletes have to have a quick memory, and they bring the past or past mistakes into their present. Listen, the Patriots, the New England Patriots, it was 28-3 in the third quarter with two minutes left to go in the third quarter. The score was 28-3. The Patriots were losing. It was the Super Bowl. If the Patriots brought with them into the fourth quarter all of the mistakes that they made, that not only the mistakes, all of the points that were not made, and talk about being into someone else's business and what the other team was doing, if they're bringing that into their present moment, they would not have been able to win that Super Bowl. To come back from 28-3, it was a 98% chance that they would win that game. And if they brought yesterday into their present moment, they would not have won that game. So it is a practice, my dear listener. It is a practice to let go of yesterday. And I'm only talking about letting go of yesterday, the yesterdays that don't feel good, the yesterdays that are not serving you, the feelings and the emotions that are not coming here to serve you in your present moment. It is a practice to stay in the present moment. Letting go, you know, unless you are a teacher of history, why are you even bringing in the past into your present? Unless you're a historian, why are you bringing your complaints into the present moment? Why do your complaints have legs? Why are you bringing your complaints? It's not serving you. And that's a question that only you can answer. Other than, okay, it's just a habit of me talking about the past. If I'm not talking about yesterday, what do I have to talk about? Well, how about just not talking? It is such a habit. And being conscious and living consciously and living and being self-aware of everything and what you're saying in every moment is a practice. So how are you serving, or how are you? What are you doing? What is your intention? Bringing in something that you didn't really like experiencing and now you're sharing it with other people. And what is the purpose? What do they call that? A pity party? I don't even use those terms, but why? Why are you sharing those moments with someone else? To uplift? So your question when you're having conversations, are you uplifting? Are you inspiring? Are you serving? Are you contributing peace to whoever you're around or not? The more perspectives that you practice, the more perspectives that you can come up with the same situation. Okay, so here's a story. Let's see. I'm trying to remember it. Okay, there was a woman. This is a cartoon I remember seeing a long time ago. It was very powerful, though. There was a woman who lost who lost all of her hair except for three strands of hair. So she had three strands of hair on her head. And she said, oh, now I can braid my hair. Then the next day she woke up and she only had two strands of hair on her head. And then she says, now I can twist my hair. And then the next day she woke up with just one strand of hair. And she says, now I don't have to comb it. So that is the practice. And the more you practice it, the more peace you will find and the more peace you will experience. I'm just looking at my notes real quick because it has a present moment. It is a practice, yes. Being open, yes. So you ask yourself, when you're sharing these stories, these yesterday stories, that really, what is your purpose? What is your reason for sharing? Also share with your person that you're telling the story to, how did you grow? What did you learn? What is different? What is another perspective? You'll be happier. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this, and my website, of course, is still under construction. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My YouTube channel is a work in progress, but feel free to check out some of the videos I have. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself and those around you. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practiced skill, and your experience in every moment will reflect what you practice. Thank you, and have a great week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get down,
yeah, you don't feel good now.